Poetry doesn't need you. Poetry doesn't need you to dress all in black, to shave your head bald, or to polish your boots. Poetry doesn't need you to track all the times you've had dinner with Ginsberg or channeled Rambo. Poetry doesn't need you to lift it up out of some half-perceived stupor, or to rage at the youth whose attention you've lost. Poetry doesn't need you to jump out a window, or to burn your lungs smoking, or to carve up your skin. Poetry doesn't need you to coax out its meanings, or to tease out its strategies, or to unpack its bags. Poetry doesn't need you to pinch yourself, wind yourself, catch yourself spinning in spontaneous whirls. Poetry doesn't need you to put forth sarcastic, bombastic, gymnastic, fantastic ekphrasis. Poetry doesn't need you to emulate or imitate its grandest achievements or its infamous botches. Poetry doesn't need you to wind it up, set it down, launch it, or light it, or warm up its hands. Poetry doesn't need you to flirt with its dactyls, or stroke its sestinas, or unzip its pantoums. Poetry doesn't need you to vibrate, or widen your mind scope, or suckle your cow sack, or snuff up your hornblow, or sweat out your insides, or dredge up your backwash, or kick in your face cloth, or chisel your eye teeth, or sink into quicksand. What poetry needs is a drink and a nap, and for all of its dinner guests sipping on wine and straining their mandibles to finally choke on the bones in their throats. And what poetry wants more than any one thing is a volume of poems that nobody wrote.